Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. My husband likes to put kimchi in his eggs. Now, I have to be honest, it's not the best smell it leaves in the kitchen, but he says it's delicious and it is full of wonderful healthful benefits. And here to Oh, you should come have breakfast with us. Maybe I'll try it. Here to join us to talk about this is Desiree Nelson, BSCRD. We're going to talk about fermented foods versus probiotics. Hello, Desiree. So glad to have you back on the show.
Hello. Thank you.
All right. So for people who are new to this, what are fermented foods? I mentioned kimchi. What are some others?
So fermented foods are any foods that have been transformed by microbial means. So beneficial yeast or bacteria, or sometimes even beneficial mold. So we're talking things like miso and natto from Japan, kombucha tea, which is a fizzy fermented tea, kefir, which is a fermented milk drink that's sort of like yogurt, which is probably the most well-known fermented food worldwide.
I'm a big fan. I mean, at least I joke, but I really do. First of all, I drink kombucha every day, and I also eat kimchi every day. So I'm a big fan of fermented food. So Desiree, tell us a little bit about, you know, probiotics, prebiotics. You know, why should we be eating fermented foods? And does that replace taking an actual probiotic supplement?
Well, and it's a question that I get all of the time because there's so much confusion. So a fermented food and probiotic are two very different things. So fermented foods may have probiotics. Probiotics are very specific bacteria that are known to have a benefit to human health. So if you're lucky, you have some of these beneficial bacteria in your kombucha or, you know, in your yogurt. But a probiotic is the beneficial bacteria, whereas a prebiotic are really food for those bacteria. And the short form of that is healthy fibers. So you want healthy plant fibers to feed beneficial bacteria, and you can get those probiotics in supplements, which are generally more concentrated, more evidence-based, and potentially fermented foods, which are more kind of food source. They're your daily dose of just healthy food.
You know, it is so important to get these foods. Now, I'm kind of picky, I admit it, and I don't like certain things. And so for somebody like me, if I was just to take, let's say, BioK Plus, for example, for a probiotic, is that going to be enough? Or should I also be just like, you know, getting these eggs and kimchi or other fermented foods and just eat them anyway and stop being so picky?
Well, and you know, not all fermented foods are for everyone. And for me, it's, you know, both and when you like those fermented foods. But, you know, particularly with something like BioK, I really love that it's the best of both worlds. So each little bottle of BioK is actually an individually fermented product, either the milk or the rice or the non-GMO soy. But it's using human strain, research-verified probiotic bacteria at a really high dose that you don't get in fermented foods. And that's why I think, you know, fermented foods are important as a part of a healthy diet. But it is a probiotic like BioK that takes those beneficial to the next level, so it might have a therapeutic effect. Particularly because, you know, when we see the research on fermented foods, there isn't a lot. You know, some of the strongest, because you mentioned you like kimchi, you know, some of the strongest research is actually on kimchi, but the amount that you need to eat in a day to have effects on blood pressure, on blood sugar, on cholesterol is like a half a pound a day.
Which is a lot, right? And you know, what's interesting, and first of all, I'm the biggest fan of probiotics. Like, honestly, you know, first of all, we work with BioK. They've been a partner with Naturally Savvy for many, many years. They're an amazing brand, and they also do a lot of research, which is why we love them as well. So for those of you who are listening, if you're looking for a probiotic supplement, I mean, BioK is really phenomenal. But I will give this testimonial. I suffered from anxiety for many years, and I now tell everybody, if somebody has anxiety or any type of stress or anything that they feel, you know, maybe that they need some added help with, taking a probiotic supplement, I mean, given the fact that it helps with digestion and immunity and a host of other things, you know, absolutely. But my testimonial is for anxiety. And since I've been taking it, I can, and Desiree, you could probably even talk to the research just a little bit, but my anxiety is virtually nil. Like, it really helps to cut that edge off, and it really helps to manage it in a way that I haven't found to be possible with any other supplement I've ever had.
Well, and you know, it's so interesting. And I think for me, because I'm a true believer in the power of probiotics, I take them myself, my family takes them, and I use them with my nutrition clients. And so I see firsthand the huge change they can make in people. But there's also a gap. There's a gap between what we see in the research and what we're able to say prescriptively. So for example, with anxiety, we do see a really large body of research saying that in anxiety, we're noting these bacterial changes in people with anxiety versus people that don't. And there's also been the identification of certain strains that may be beneficial. And so we're seeing this huge evidence base grow. But like where that comes in the literature, people will be like, okay, so I heard your story. I have anxiety. I want to try a probiotic. And they just go to the drugstore, for example, and pick up probiotic X. It's like $9.99 and be like, oh, well, that didn't do anything. And I think the challenge with probiotics is really connecting with a probiotic that actually does human clinical trials on the same thing that you're buying. And that's where BioK excels for me. And that's why I use it in my practice.
Do you want to look for it to be refrigerated? Does that show you? I mean, I think everyone should get BioK, but I'm just curious, is that something that if you just get it on your, you know, shelf in the drugstore or the grocery store, but not in the fridge, does that tell you something about how good or bad it is?
It can potentially. And, you know, I think one of the things that people need to remember with probiotics is we know that they're bacteria, but then if you really intuit what that means, they're living things. And if they're on the shelf, their life cycle evolves rapidly and they can die off. And so for me, a good probiotic is like 99.9% bought refrigerated. And there are some probiotics that can handle being on the shelf in room temperature for a couple of months, for example. BioK capsules can do that, but it's always stored refrigerated to maintain the integrity of the product for the person who brings it home and uses it.
Which is a good point. Desiree, I want to talk a little bit about, I mean, we have only 2.5 minutes left, but I want to talk a little bit about the different types of strains. And I'm sure we could talk all day, but, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, well, you need to have a lot of different strains when you're taking probiotics. I want to know, you know, in your opinion, you know, what that means and what is the truth behind that?
Yeah. And I think, you know, particularly because as we grow more aware of the intestinal flora and the microbiome, we know that we have thousands of strains. Like our own unique little intestinal gardens are super diverse. And so when you think of that in buying a product, you're like, why would I buy a product with just one strain or just three strains? You know, 20 strains must intuitively be better. However, if it's one versus three versus 20, it's still just a drop in the bucket. And you don't take a probiotic to make over your gut. Instead, probiotics are like little soldiers. Each individual strain has a unique action, whether it defends you against bad bacteria or repairs the damage that bad bacteria can do or helps impact leaky gut and help repair leaky gut. So you're looking for very effective individual strains that work together in synergy to actually help protect your own natural flora. They're like the Navy SEALs, kind of protecting your innocent bystanders in your own community.
You know, it's interesting. We interviewed, I did a Facebook Live with Lorraine Soro, who's based in Toronto, and she was talking about the benefits of probiotics and how they actually work similar to what you're saying, is that, you know, our bodies can produce them with prebiotics, but also when you're taking a probiotic, it actually helps to kind of, it's like one of those things that your body, it helps your body along, which I thought was really interesting, is that it's kind of working like those soldiers, like you're saying. So for those of you who are, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and I was just going to say, and particularly when you have an overgrowth of bad bacteria, it tends to be self-sustaining. And so the probiotics come in as that armed force to help push bad bacteria at bay so you can bounce back.
And that's the key. You want to, you know, balance that good versus bad bacteria. Well, Desiree, thanks so much for being on the show today, and for we appreciate it. And you can visit or learn more about Desiree at her website at DesireeRD.com. You can also visit BioKPlus.com at BioKPlus.com. And you can follow Desiree on Twitter at DesireeRD. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Take your probiotics. Stay well.